Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're on our people unit, and we're going to be talking about a man who has become something of an American icon over the years because, well, he was in everybody's homes almost each and every night for over 20 years. He was on TV doing funny stuff, telling funny jokes.
Wow.
So he was very, very beloved by everyone in America. Are you familiar with The Tonight Show, Laura? I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not on TV over here, I don't think.
No.
But it is on TV every night.
Right.
In the United States.
It's really famous. And you were mentioning about, yeah, this guy, he's famous for almost, what, 20 years, did you say?
Over 20 years,
wow.
Yeah.
And That's a long time.
He has to go on TV every night and be funny, which is not an easy thing to do. He has to make people laugh. And we're going to find out exactly how he managed to do that for multiple decades. Let's go ahead and read through the article, and then we'll be back. Reading.
Jay Leno, Jokes and Life Lessons. Jay Leno is one of America's most well-known contemporary comedians. For over 20 years, he has been the face of the popular The Tonight Show. Introduced in 1954, this late-night talk show has featured some prominent hosts, but Jay Leno owns the longest hosting record. During his tenure, the show has even reached ratings of over 5 million viewers a night, making it the highest ranking late night talk show on TV. Viewers would stay up just to catch Leno's witty and candid commentary on politics and current events. As Jay Leno steps down from his duties on The Tonight Show this month, he can proudly look back on his many achievements over the past two decades. Among them were his memorable celebrity interviews, such as hosting President Barack Obama, who was the first serving president to appear on the show. Another achievement would be using his personable and humorous style to make his show one of the most popular in America. These accomplishments are even more impressive considering that he suffered from dyslexia since he was young.
Today's article starts off by saying Jay Leno is one of America's most well-known contemporary comedians. Now, we see this word here, contemporary. What does that mean, Laura?
Okay, contemporary 其实就指的是现在的啊，或者是当代的这样的意思。所以本课当中我们看到 one of America's most well-known contemporary comedians。哦，当我们看到 one of 后面注意，我们要接的名词，像我们看到这里的名词是 comedians。大家有没有发现在名词后面要加 s 的话它是一个复数型，因为它是要表示是什么什么众多的之一。那我们提到的是它是美国最知名的而且还是现在的当代的 comedians 之一。Comedian, what does this word mean, Joe?
A comedian is somebody who tells jokes for a living. They are paid to be funny. So they will go on stage at a place like a comedy club, or sometimes they will be on TV, and they just tell jokes. Their job is to make people laugh.
没有错，其实 comedians 呢其实非常重要的哦。大致上来讲我们可以把它翻译为喜剧演员，但是其实就很像我们现在口语常会说谐星啦，或者是呢主持人如果非常搞笑像是陈汉典呢，我们也可以称他为 he's a really good comedian, 陈汉典。
For over 20 years, he has been the face of the popular The Tonight Show.Now, if you are the face of something, it just means you are the most recognizable person on that show, or perhaps on a team or in a company. For example, Michael Jordan was the face of the Chicago Bulls back in, say, the 1990s when they were winning championships and winning so many games. So when we say Jay Leno is the face of The Tonight Show, it just means he's the most famous part of that show. And when you say The Tonight Show, people would say, oh yeah, Jay Leno's show. So that's what we mean when we say somebody is the face of something.
对啊，其实大家如果呢有注意到 The Tonight Show， 虽然在台湾可能不常听到或是有播出哦，其实它是非常知名的脱口秀哦。那事实上呢，我们提到的今天这位主角 Jay Leno， 他啊在过去超过20年，他一直以来都是 The Tonight Show 这个节目的这个主要的这个Face, the face of. 但我们用的 face of 就是表示呢它是表代表性的人物。所以我们想到比方像是康熙来了，我们是不是就会想到谁的脸孔，当然是我们的小 S,S 姐还有这个蔡康永。所以英文我就可以这么说啦。小 S and Kevin Tsai are the faces of 康熙来了。It's a really famous talk show here in Taiwan.
Well, The Tonight Show is really famous too. It's been around for a long, long time.Introduced in 1954, this late-night talk show has featured some prominent hosts, but Jay Leno owns the longest hosting record. So it's a late-night show. That just means it's on late at night. I think it was on at like 10 or 11 p.m. So
okay. When
we were kids, we had to wait till we were a little bit older to be allowed to stay up to watch The Tonight Show. And I remember that was like...the cool thing. If you were the kid whose parents allowed you to stay up to watch The Tonight Show, then you were like the cool kid in class because you were allowed to stay up late.
Nice. Okay. 所以听起来这个 The Tonight Show 也真的有点像我们台湾的康熙来了，差不多也是10点到11点这时候比较晚一点深夜的哦的播出时段。Late night 就是比较偏晚一点的晚上哦。那 feature 是什么意思呢？就是以什么为特色。所以其实呢这个 late night talk show 就是非常比较深夜的一个就是脱口秀呢，它其实呢之前呢也是有请到一些非常 prominent hosts。就是什么样的主持人呢 ？Prominent 就是表示很著名的、非常重要的主持人 host。但是呢 ，Jay Leno 呢，他事实上是拥有最长的主持记录哦。OK， 当我们用 own 这个字呢，就是表示拥有，当作动词来用。那后面我们看到的 record， 当然就是指记录的意思哦。
During his tenure.The show has even reached ratings of over 5 million viewers a night, making it the highest-ranking late-night talk show on TV. So we're talking about Jay Leno's tenure at the show. Your tenure is the amount of time you spend doing something. It usually refers to doing a job, so you can refer to your tenure at a company. He has a tenure of 15 years at the bank. Well, Jay Leno has a very long tenure at The Tonight Show, and he helped the ratings rise. The ratings refer to how many people will watch a show any given night. Of course, the TV stations, they keep track of this because the more people watch a show, the more they can charge the companies who want to have commercials on during those shows. And then, of course...The more that happens, the more Jay Leno gets paid because he's making people laugh, people tune in, and then more people see those commercials.
No wonder he has been famous for such a long time.
Exactly.
Okay. So tenure 是什么呢？就是任期啦，就是你做某个工作的一个时间。所以呢，在这个 Jay Leno 当主持人这样的一个时间，哇，这个节目呢竟然就高达有哇。500万的这个观众诶在一个晚上都在收看他的节目。因此呢他的收视率达到最高诶。当我们用 ratings, 其实就有着收视率这样的意思。而 viewers 当然就是指向我们电视机前面的这些观众啊在观看的人咯。
Viewers would stay up just to catch Leno's witty and candid commentary on politics and current events.So these are a couple of words that were often used to describe Jay Leno. One was witty, which is like a combination of smart and funny. So he was both. He wasn't just funny, but his jokes also had intelligence to them. He was also very candid, which is sort of like being honest. He would tell the truth about things that were going on in the United States and around the world, and he would find a very funny way to do that. He would make commentary on these issues and also on politics, too. Of course, politics has to do with government, politicians, the people who run our countries around the world, and they were not safe from Jay Leno. He would make fun of everybody.
Wow, 其实在台湾也有很多节目或是很多谐星呢，他们常常都会稍微酷搜一下一些政治人物啊，所以其实这个 Jay Leno 在国外呢，在美国非常夯非常有名呢，为什么呢？因为他讲话呢简直就是非常的风趣，非常的机智，我们就会用 witty 这个字来形容一个人又聪明或是说话非常风趣，而且他讲话哇也非常的直白，非常的大胆哦。但我们用 candid 这个字 ,C-A-N-D-I-D, 就是表示非常坦率非常直接的这样子意思。不过有趣的是呢 ,candid 其实也有着这个比如说拍照的时候偷拍的这样子意思。像是 a candid photograph, 就是一张偷拍下来的照片这样的意思啦。所以他就会用一些比较幽默的啊或者是非常直接的一些评论来聊有关就是政治啦或者是一些时事的话题。那其中我们就看到 commentary 就是指评论的意思。那 politics 呢当然就是指政治。而 current events 就是时事的意思哦。
As Jay Leno steps down from his duties on The Tonight Show this month,He can proudly look back on his many achievements over the past two decades. So he is now stepping down. That means he will stop being the host of the show. So if you step down, it means you stop doing a job. You choose to do that or circumstances force you to do that. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to retire and not be the host of The Tonight Show anymore.
OK, 所以呢其实哇很可惜的这么棒的主持人哦不过他当然呢还是要怎么样 step down from his duties, 有着这个辞职这样子的意思但是他一定会非常的骄傲的、哦、为什么呢在过去的 two decades, 也就是二十年哦 ,decade 就是 ten years, 就是十年也就是那如果有十个 decades, 就是 ten decades equals one century, that's 100 years, right?
Exactly, and he's going to look back at the past two decades, and to look back,just means to think about your past, all the things that have happened before today. He's going to look back and be proud of what he did. And look back is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Jillian, what's on your mind?
Tell me what you think. Are girls smarter than boys?
Well, if you look back on what happened in history... Yes, if you look back... Hey, why do you keep looking behind you?
You told me to look back. There's nothing back there.
To look back on something just means to think about the past or...History.
Now I understand. You didn't ask me to look behind my back. To look back on something simply means 回顾
If you look back on history, you'll see that all the inventions like computers and all that stuff was all made by men.
Well, you need to look back farther.The first computer programmer was a woman, Ada Lovelace.
I didn't look back that far.
Well, that's not very smart.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase look back. Let's continue on now with the article which says...Among them were his memorable celebrity interviews, such as hosting President Barack Obama, who was the first serving president to appear on the show. So one of the things about the Tonight Show is it always had celebrities on the show. Celebrities are famous people, movie stars, rock stars, people in bands, people who write books. Anybody who is well known we could call a celebrity. And they were always on the show, but perhaps none was bigger than the president himself, Barack Obama. And he was the first serving president, meaning the president who is in office right now, to go on the show, which I think was very brave of him.
真的耶，其实刚刚我们提到在过去二十年他有非常多的成就 achievements, 所以他回顾的时候一定感到很骄傲。像是其中一个提到的呢、哦、就是他常常会跟 celebrity,、就是名人去做一些访谈 interviews。像是呢就是哇跟这个 President Obama, 就是奥巴马总统耶，真的超厉害耶。也就是其实事实上他也是第一个正在任期的这个总统呢还可以被邀约到这个主持节目当中，所以真的是很厉害。
Another achievement would be using his personable and humorous style to make his show one of the most popular in America. So Jay Leno is known as being very personable. That means he's friendly and people can easily relate to him as if he's just like a regular guy. He's also humorous, which means very, very funny too. So he used these two qualities to make his show extremely popular in the U.S.
再来呢，其实呢，哦这个 Jay Leno 很厉害的是呢，他可以、啊、用他非常 personable, 就是非常平易近人很亲切的，还有什么样 humor style, humor style 就是指非常的幽默，有幽默感。当我们用 somebody has a great sense of humor, 也是表示他非常有幽默感。所以呢，这也是使他的 show, 使他的节目在美国是这么的有名。
These accomplishments are even more impressive, considering that he suffered from dyslexia since he was young. Now, dyslexia is a condition, makes it very difficult to read, and then it makes it, of course, difficult to learn as well. But he was able to overcome that.
哇真的耶，其实大家都会看到很多名人成功的一面，可是呢并不知道说他这么努力有这么非凡的成就，竟然呢其实他之前呢他有 dyslexia,、在他很小的时候，这是什么样的一种这个情况呢，就是可能你有识字困难，像刚刚就有解释到，如果你看到 car 这个字，我们知道一般的拼写是 car, 可能从他看来的字的时候就是会混乱乱的字会看起来是可能是 RAC 或什么的他看不太清楚。Wow, he's really great.
That's right. He is an amazing person and we can look back on his career now that he is stepping down. And we're going to take a look at him again tomorrow in day two of our article. But right now it's time for You Chat. For You Chat.Well, today we talked a little bit about what Jay Leno struggled with due to his dyslexia. So let's talk about our own struggles in school. What do you struggle with at school and how could you improve?
Okay, I remember when I was in high school, I was so worried about my grades. So I think that part was pretty difficult, but how could I improve? I think, to be honest, sometimes...overstressing your grades, that's not really a good thing. I think sometimes you've got to relax and probably do more exercise and get enough sleep.
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to worry too much.
Yeah.
If you think about it too much and you worry too much, that can actually hurt your grades more,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
As for me, what did I struggle with? Math. Definitely math. Numbers were like a foreign language to me.And the only way I could improve is I had to go for like extra classes. I had to go to a tutor to help explain things to me as if I was like a four-year-old, and go from there and just try to work at it. So hard work pays off, and also you need to learn when to relax, when to chill out and not worry so much too. So you have to kind of walk a fine line with that.All right, that brings us to the end of day one of our article all about the great TV talk show host Jay Leno. And we'll be back tomorrow with much more all about him. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jay Leno. Jokes and life lessons. Jay Leno is one of America's most well-known contemporary comedians.For over 20 years, he has been the face of the popular The Tonight Show. Introduced in 1954, this late-night talk show has featured some prominent hosts, but Jay Leno owns the longest hosting record. During his tenure, the show has even reached ratings of over 5 million viewers a night, making it the highest-ranking late-night talk show on TV. Viewers would stay up just to catch Leno's witty and candid commentary on politics and current events. As Jay Leno steps down from his duties on The Tonight Show this month, he can proudly look back on his many achievements over the past 2 decades. Among them were his memorable celebrity interviews, such as hosting President Barack Obama, who was the first serving president to appear on the show. Another achievement would be using his personable and humorous style to make his show one of the most popular in America. These accomplishments are even more impressive considering that he suffered from dyslexia since he was young.
Vocabulary Review.
Comedian. The comedian got on stage and told jokes for about 15 minutes. Prominent. Mount Fuji is a prominent feature on the landscape of Japan. Politics. The politics section of the newspaper ran a long story about the vice president. Step down. The CEO of the company will step down and let his son take over. Celebrity. Celebrities are often on TV to sell the products of famous companies. Humorous. The movie was very humorous. It made us laugh out loud several times.